Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, let me lay out some plans that the Republican Party has if they get a majority of the House of Representatives in November. And I hope they don't, and I'm not certain they will. They all go, oh, well, this is an historic fact. No, it's not an historic fact that the party in power in the White House loses seats. It frequently happens. Didn't happen in 1998. Clinton picked up about 8 seats. Didn't happen in 2004. George W. Bush picked up seats. It can happen the other way. But let's say, for the sake of argument, the Republicans get control of the House of Representatives in 2000, in November in 2022. They've already revealed that there is growing sentiment in their caucus to impeach Joe Biden. Now, for what? For doing a good job? For putting NATO back together? For stopping the betrayal of the United States to Putin and the Ruskies? For putting together an alliance in the Pacific to counter China? Well, it doesn't matter what it is. The idea is, you have to understand this, that Trump and the Republican Party have been subjected to 2 impeachments, and with one Republican senator, Mitt Romney, voting to convict him on the impeachment for Ukraine, and then 8 of them voting to convict on the impeachment for the insurrection. But it takes 2/3 in the Senate, 17. So what that means is it takes 67 senators to throw you out of office. And no matter what happens in November, there won't be 67 senators to throw Joe Biden out of office. But the idea is to clog our government, clog Biden's administration with endless depositions, endless appeals of frivolous depositions, and try to weaken him and the United States in the middle of a war with Russia. That is the intent. Well, we just learned another piece of information. There are people in the leadership of the Republican Party who are now doing preliminary plans to impeach Merrick Garland, the Justice Department, to impeach the Attorney General, because the Attorney General had arrested 800 insurrectionists, prosecuted over 250 of them, some like the QAnon shaman, the guy with the fur, the Viking horns, remember the bear chests and the war paint? Got 40 some odd months, 3.5 years. Remember, 5 people lost their lives. Merrick Garland did exactly the right thing. If anything, Merrick Garland keeps getting pressure from the left in our party and from some commentators, including myself, to be much more aggressive in going after the various voter suppression laws, to go after the planners in the insurrection, including Trump and Giuliani, Mo Brooks, people of that nature, of that ilk, John Eastman, Scott Perry, the congressman from Pennsylvania, Andy Biggs of Arizona. You know what you could do? There's something like 5 or 6 of them asked for a pardon and didn't get it. Good way to start is go after the people that asked for a pardon. When was the last time you called the president and said, I want a pardon? You don't need a pardon. People who want pardons usually need a pardon. They're not going to convict Merrick Garland. They're not going to get 67 senators to throw him out. But the whole idea is to tie up the government. The whole idea is that people a year or two from now will sit back and go, well, each party tried to impeach the other one, and, you know, it's a food fight and blah, blah, blah. You have to understand something. How many times do I have to say this? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Great Carl Sandburg poem. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Beautiful, beautiful image. You sit at a harbor at dawn, and I sat on the bridge of a ship in the middle of the ocean at dawn, and the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and it creeps in one briefcase at a time, one lawyer at a time, and it can be achieved in the United States by just turning 6 states. And 3 of them have gerrymandered Republican legislatures. actually six of them, all six of them. Which are the gerrymandered Republican legislatures? Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. And Nevada is more mixed, but right now the Republicans are trying to make an insurgency. If you have six Republican gerrymandered, now remember, when I say gerrymandered, that means they're not legitimate. In Wisconsin, the Democrats will get 52% of the popular vote for legislature, and they'll get 33% of the seats. That's not really a democracy. Voss is not legitimate. Do you understand that? LeMahieu is not legitimate. The Kapengas, I always mix them up, Kunyenga and Kapenga. One is around the Elm Grove area, one's, I think, around the La Crosse area. The two Engas are not legitimate. None of them are legitimate because they ran in gerrymandered seats. The beauty of not gerrymandering is, first of all, you're not going to get fascism creeping in on little cat's feet. And secondly, you're going to get a higher quality of person in both parties. Because when somebody runs in a sky blue district with 80% of the Democratic vote, you're going to get an extreme panderer to the identity politics left. And you're also in the extreme Republican areas like Ozaukee County, you get the Dewey Struble or whatever his name is. You get very, very disturbing people on the far right. If somebody has to get elected in a district that's 51-49, they've got to be reasonable. That's the real danger, real danger, real danger of gerrymandering, because it leads to fascism when the Republicans get their mitts on it, which they did under Walker in 2010. And now we've had 20 years of gerrymandering until 2030. So what do we do? What do we do? We fight. We fight hard. We fight hard for the House and the Senate. We have some very good candidates, and I think we're going to do very well. I think we can hold them. But if for any reason we don't hold them, just keep in mind, absolutely keep in mind, that any impeachments that come out of it are revenge impeachments, retribution impeachments. They are impeachments designed to throw sand in everybody's eyes with no expectation that they're going to be successful with a conviction in the Senate, but basically to clog the airwaves with testimony. You know who's, by the way, if the Republicans take the Congress, the House of Representatives, you know who's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee? Judiciary. All confirmations for judges, that kind of thing, investigations. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan was an assistant wrestling coach, and he knew what was going on with some of the male wrestlers with some guy, doctor I think he was, and didn't say anything about it. He was in the White House with Trump in December of 2020, right after the election, plotting the coup. This clown will be what? Chair of the Judiciary Committee? Chair of the Judiciary Committee? He will be one of the ones leading an impeachment. That's where it's led out of. But if they do, just remember this, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet one briefcase at a time, and he's not legitimate, and he's just sitting there. It's not an American thing. It's more of a Russian thing, you see, more of a Russian thing. Going to a break. Do not hang up. I know you're on the line. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Run for the shadows in these clothes.